Robert had to start each day at school off with offensive anti-hero maneuvers. And for the first time in his entire villain education, Robert arrived late. Just not late enough. Garth still looked wildly vindictive. His eyes followed Robert all the way through the door to the mats. Wrestling was the fighting style of the day. At least it wasn't the boxing ring, but wrestling wasn't much better for Robert. Tinker Tun blew through his fingers. The piercing whistle stung Robert's ears. Garth stopped giving him the evil eye for a minute and looked at Coach Tun hungrily.
All right, you know what we're doing today. Let's get to it. Garth and Robert, on the mats, let's go.
Tinker Tun was Garth's idol. Of course he'd pick Garth first. Robert kicked his toolkit to the wall and walked slowly to the center mat. He glanced back at the other students and could almost hear what each one was thinking. Half of them were chuckling in giddy anticipation of the slaughter they were about to witness. The other half, the smaller half, were watching Robert with tight eyes and tight throats. It was clear, whatever the reaction, that nobody expected him to win this fight. Coach Tun whistled again and the battle began. Garth moved in so fast Robert didn't see it coming. One giant arm looped and hooked with the elbow, driving Robert's face hard into the mat. He stayed down, dazed, almost unconscious, but regained sense just in time to wink his nose straight and stop the bleeding. Garth didn't slow down for a minute. Rules didn't mean anything in this class. Well, killing each other was discouraged. The school needed alumni to fund future classes. Robert took a kick in the gut and rolled, groaning, onto his hands and knees. The groans of his classmates echoed his. He jumped up and back from Garth, trying to remember what their maneuvering coach had said about strategy for small contenders. Time was up, and he hadn't remembered a thing. Garth grappled Robert's shoulders, and Robert instinctively tucked his head under his opponent's armpit. It took less than a second to see his mistake. What had he planned on doing from this position? Flip gargantuan Garth? He actually snickered aloud at the idea. Garth, more incensed by the laughter, flung Robert around in a spin that landed him face down on a neighboring mat. Cheering erupted from the sidelines. Robert craned his neck, peeking at the caged clock. Battles lasted 5 minutes, and only one had passed. He pulled up onto his knees just in time to see Garth and their spectators closing in around him. Just then, he remembered what Coach Tun had said about small fighters.
Stay low, and don't let the big guy lock you in.
He went for Garth's legs, pushing back the giant's knees with all his force. It worked. Garth fell forward on top of him. He heard gasps from the crowd as he weaseled out and rolled farther away. Garth pushed himself up on his arms, his knees clearly aching. Robert was about to take another shot at Garth's legs when the gym door clicked open loudly. He turned toward the door. His attention diverted, he didn't see Garth rounding up behind him for the Garth lock. Too late, he found himself trapped between Garth's massive arms. Not just in a headlock, but a full torso lock. Only someone Garth's enormous size could pull it off, and there was no way out of it. Half the crowd cheered, half stood in stunned silence. In a moment, Robert would lose consciousness as the oxygen stalled at his midsection and his brain stopped working. That was when he'd heard Miss Tudor's annoyingly gravelly voice.
Robert, we need to discuss the completion of your human disgrace project.
He couldn't breathe, let alone respond to his academic counselor's poorly timed demands. A half-eaten banana stuck out of her arm full of paperwork, giving Robert an idea for a distraction. He winked. The banana became whole, too big to fit between file folders. It popped up into the air and landed on the mat with a splat. Robert used his remaining energy to pull both himself and his attacker toward the banana, a challenging feat because the edges of his vision were blacking out. He was nearly out cold when he heard Garth growl right beside his ear.
Ew! What's on the mat? It's all over my feet!
The death grip on Robert's torso loosened just long enough for him to squirm free.